You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 11 to 13. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You know, I always wonder when I read this passage that why did he say, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still? I was expecting that it would say, he who is unjust, let him repent. But I realized that this is the last book in the scriptures, the last chapter in the book of Revelation. Earlier, we keep seeing where Jesus was telling the church, repent, repent, repent. You will see, in fact, you can check your Bible app and search for the word repent in the book of Revelation. You can see that word repent, you will see it about between five to ten times where it appeared in the book of Revelation. Repent, 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 repent. But then when we go to chapter 22, there was nothing like repent anymore. He said, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. Brethren, we are in a phase in the things of God. You can still repent today, but I want to say to you that repentance is time-bound. It is not going to be forever. So while you have time, repent before it is too late. The Lord is not begging anybody in this passage. Your repentance is for yourself. Walking in the truth is for yourself. It's not for any man. It's not for God. It's for yourself. He said, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. If you are wise, you will be afraid, you will not be unjust. He who is filthy, he who is engaging in all manner of sin, let him be filthy still. If you are wise, you will repent of your filthiness. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. Why all of this? He said, behold. You now need to see why. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. I am going to reward. Whatever you do, they are not just going to end here. You are not going to have all the time to repent. I plead with you, if the Lord is saying to you, repent, please repent. I hope the days of begging is not yet over. But as I look at these scriptures, I didn't see any begging to anyone to repent. If you are wise, you will repent. You see, if a father says to you that he is going and is coming, if you like, don't do your own work. You see, he's not telling you that you should not do your own work. He's telling you that when he comes back and you have not done your own work, then judgment is coming next. Brethren, don't treat the word of God as nothing. Tremble at the word of God. You will not have the time to always repent. If you are hearing him today and he is calling you to repentance, repent before it is too late. The person who is saying this is the Alpha and the Omega. Maybe if he's a man, you can bribe him. But this person is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.